And that's the point where we thank the World Service and draw the curtains on another day here at Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Wednesday, the 30th of October. I'm Lisa Costello and Matt Taylor is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you very shortly. Then at 6:15, Farming Today looks at what the budget might mean for rural communities and how the bad weather could be affecting the price of your Halloween pumpkin. But before that, a look to some weekend drama.
Dickensian on BBC Radio 4.
The final completed work of Charles Dickens.
Mr. Rayburn has offered to teach me to read.
Oh, just that?
Of course. What else could there be, Lightwood?
Two love stories played out against a portrait of London life.
Brand new people in a brand new house in a brand new quarter of London, entertaining brand new friends.
A classic tale with contemporary relevance.
Forgive me, but I do so want to be rich.
Dickensian, Our Mutual Friend, starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Sunday afternoon at 3.
Now let's get straight to Matt Taylor. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lisa, and good morning all. Here is a shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 30th of October. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low, 1008, moving rather quickly northeast. Expected just west of Bailey, 1001, by midnight tonight. Low, Trafalgar, 1009, slow moving. Filling, 1013, by same time. Irish Sea, high, 1029, expected Netherlands, 1029, by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, northeast 40s. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Viking. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Southwest 40s, Cromarty 4th. Westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later, fair, moderate or good. Fisher, northeast German Bight. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly later, 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Southwest German Bight. Humber. Northwesterly, 2 to 4. Backing southwesterly, 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Thames, Dover. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Biscay, showers moderate or good. Fitzroy, northeasterly becoming cyclonic in south, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, showers moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later in Irish Sea and North Shannon. Fog patches in Shannon. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Shannon. Northwest Rockall. Southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7. Drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Rockall, Malin. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. West 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, mainly southwest 4 to 6. Increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Westerly 6 or 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyre Automatic. West-northwest 1, 12 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Stornoway. Southwest 2, 7 miles, 1025, now rising. Lerwick. West 6, 9 miles, 1020, now rising. Lucas, west by north 3, more than 38 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 1, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north northwest 3, 11 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1027. Jersey, northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 1027. Scilly Automatic, north northeast 2, 27 miles, 1027, now falling. Valentia, southeast by south 1, 19 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest by west 1, 14 miles, 1028, now falling. And Malinhead, southwest by west 2, mist, 2 miles, 1027, falling slowly. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, an area of high pressure will build across the United Kingdom through the period, giving generally settled conditions. However, fronts will edge into Scotland on a strengthening southwesterly airflow here, with a risk of gales in the far north from Wednesday night. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, mainly west 3 or less, becoming southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 later in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, mainly east 2 to 4, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Ormehead, including the St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 later in north. Fair, good. Great Ormehead to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 in north and also later in south. Occasionally 5 later in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man. West or southwest 3 or less, increasing 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable, 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Drizzle later in north, moderate or good. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Excuse me. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 at times later. Perhaps gale 8 later in north. Drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles. West 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, then rain, good, occasionally moderate. And that brings me to the end of this morning's shipping bulletin. I've got a general forecast for the UK coming up, which contains a lot of dry weather. for the end of the month and start of the next one.
Some good news. Thanks, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 30th of October. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. The Chancellor will today deliver what's expected to be one of the biggest tax-raising budgets in a generation. The Trump campaign has attacked Joe Biden after he appeared to call the former president's supporters garbage. In business, the EU has formally approved higher tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles, sparking anger in Beijing. And in sport, there's been success for the home nations in the playoffs for next year's Women's Euros. Rachel Reeves is preparing to deliver one of the most significant budgets in recent British history and the first by a woman chancellor since the post was created 800 years ago. She'll pledge to put more pounds in people's pockets and to grow the economy. In her statement to MPs this lunchtime, Ms Reeves will warn there are no shortcuts to improving living standards or cutting hospital waiting lists. She'll also reject austerity in what could be one of the biggest tax-raising budgets in a generation. About £40 billion worth of tax increases and spending cuts are expected, as our economics editor Faisal Islam explains.
About half of that will be in the form of a rise in employer national insurance. The rest could come from capital gains, inheritance tax, maybe fuel duty. It all seems like a huge amount. Why so? Well, because the government argues the previous one simply did not leave enough cash in the kitty for the day-to-day running of public services.
BBC News has been told that the most senior figures in government became aware in the past few weeks that there could be further charges against the 18-year-old accused of murdering three girls in Southport in July. Axel Rudakabana is due in court today, charged with possessing a military study of an Al-Qaeda training manual and the poison ricin. Both Conservative leadership candidates said the government had questions to answer about the new charges. A Downing Street spokesperson said the charges and their timing were a matter for the Crown Prosecution's Service, and it was wrong to suggest that ministers had withheld facts from the public. Kamala Harris has urged Americans to turn the page on division and drama in one of her final speeches before next week's presidential election. Speaking in Washington on the same spot where Donald Trump addressed his supporters before they marched on the Capitol building in 2021, Ms. Harris said the election was a choice between freedom and chaos.
America, this is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
At the same time, Donald Trump asked supporters at a rally in Pennsylvania if they were better off than they were 4 years ago.